For the last 3 days, we've been looking at some reflections on the month of Ramadan, and we looked at Quran, we looked at Dua, and we looked at getting together in congregation or together as mu'mineen. Continuing on the same sort of theme, I'd like to have a little bit of reflection on some of the things that are really important that maybe we need a little bit of reminder or nudge about. And I'd like to look at Salah. I absolutely adore this practice that we have, and just wish we'd appreciate what we have in our hands, the beautiful dua that really all of us, especially parents, should be reading in Qunut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to say, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا. Rabb, make me one who establishes salah in his or her life, and my progeny, my descendants too, our Rabb, accept my dua. Well, let's look at the ahadith that tell us how awesome salah is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, everything has a face, and the face of your religion is salah. He continued to say that Allah has made prayer, has made salah the light of my eyes. It's made salah as beloved to me as food to a hungry man and water to a thirsty man. The hungry man, however, is satiated when he eats, and the thirsty man quenched when he drinks. But I, Muhammad, can never be satiated by my prayer. So awesome. Imam Ali says that salah brings about the descent of divine mercy. He says, Rasulullah never put anything before his salah, neither his food nor anything else. When the time for salah would set in, it was as if he knew neither family nor close friend. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the most beloved deed to Allah is salah. And he said, I don't know anything after true knowledge of Allah to be better than salah. Don't you not see that the righteous servant Isa, son of Mary, even said that he has enjoined me to establish salah. Wa awsani bis salah in Surah Maryam. What is the effect of salah? Let's have a look. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commenting on the verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna salati tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Indeed, salah prevents you from indecencies and wrong. He said, he whose prayer does not prevent him from indecencies and wrong only gets further and further away from Allah. The Prophet said, with regards to a man who used to pray and yet commit a lot of sins, he said his salah will prevent him from them someday or other. And very soon the man repented. And one that I was taught as a child, as a hadith where Imam Sadiq says, if there was a river outside your house into which you had a bath 5 times a day, would there remain any dirt on your body? Similarly, the salah is the river which purifies the soul. Every time you pray, it acts as an atonement for your sins, except that which keeps you away from your iman. And the Prophet said, as long as you are praying salah, you are knocking at the door of the king, and the king's door opens for whoever knocks persistently on it. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, when a man stands to pray, Satan or Shaitan approaches and looks at him with jealousy because of the mercy of Allah that is covering him. But salah needs a presence of heart. It's not just a ritual. We've got to understand what it is. Let's look at some hadith. Rasulullah said, Allah does not accept the salah of the abd whose heart is not present alongside his body. He said, two simple units of prayer with contemplation are better than standing the whole night in prayer. So often, we just pray as a ritual. I'd like to ask you with your hand on your heart, do you know, do you understand what every sentence means? Do you contemplate over it? Does it make you cry? Does it move you? It's a conversation with our Rabb. It's just awesome. And for praying at the prescribed times, Rasulullah says the worth of a human being with respect to his religion is measured by his diligence to keeping up his daily salah. When Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote in a letter to Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr, he wrote, observe these timings of salah, perform it at prescribed time, neither hastening to pray it earlier in order to be free, nor delaying it because of some work. There is a narration about Imam Radha who was waiting the arrival of some people who are coming to visit him, and the time of salah came in, and he went towards a nearby place and took shade under the rocks, and he said, announce the adhan. And Al-Ghazzal says, why don't we wait for our companions to catch up with us? And he said, may Allah forgive you. Don't even delay the salah from the earliest moment of its onset to the latest without a good excuse. You must always pray at the earliest time. So Ghazzal says, I announced the call for salah, in other words, the adhan, and we prayed. The more important so is the salah in congregation. If you can manage it. Look what Luqman tells his son. He tells his son, Ya Bunaya, O my son, pray, salli fi jama'a, walau ala ra'si sujja. Pray in congregation, even if you have to stand on an arrowhead. Look what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He says, he who prays all five prayers in jama'a, in congregation, you must only believe to be good. That means you must only have good opinions about him because of his salah. And with that, I've got to talk about Salatul Layl. Absolutely awesome. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَحَجَّدْ بِهِنَا فِلَتَلَّقَ أَسَاءَ أَيَّمْ أَثَقَ رَبُّكَ مَكَامٌ مَحْمُودًا. And pray in the part of the night as an extra, as a nafila, as an extra devotion for you. It may be that because of it, your Rabb will raise you to a praiseworthy station. In نَاشِعَةَ اللَّيْلِ أَشَدُّ وَطْعًا وَأَقْوَمُكَ. Indeed, the rising in the night is firmer and more upright in respect to your speech. Absolutely awesome. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Jibreel continually to advise me about standing for prayer in the night, such that I thought that the good people in my community would never sleep. He also said, may Allah have mercy on the person who wakes up in the night to pray and wakes his wife so she too prays and sprinkles water on her face to wake her up. Allah has mercy on the woman who wakes up in the night to pray and wakes her husband to pray and sprinkles water on his face if he refuses to get up. He continued to say, when an abd withdraws to be alone with his master in the middle of the dark night and intimately converses with him, Allah places divine light into his heart. Then Allah in his splendor says to his angels, O my angels, look at my abd, how he seeks solitude to be with me in the middle of the dark night, while the worthless ones remain heedless and the negligent one sleeps. Witness that verily I have forgiven him. I love this hadith. It's so awesome. And it's also a beauty treatment, because the Prophet said, Salatul Layl, the night prayer, brightens your face, it fragrances your breath, and it attracts sustenance. I mean, what more could we want? And finally, when there was a man who came to ask Imam Ali and he said, you know what, I just can't seem to be able to pray Salatul Layl. And Imam says, your sins have imprisoned you. Imam Sadiq says, indeed a person tells a lie and he's deprived of the night prayer as a result. Inshallah, this will inspire us to give a little bit more importance to Salatul Layl.